evening. The news read by Colette Jani. The main points. The people of the littoral region have pledged their loyalty and support to President Paul Biya after watching a documentary showcasing his achievements as President of the Republic. At least 59 people have died in Bangladesh amidst worsening clashes between the police and anti-government protesters. In sports, 100-meter sprinter Emmanuel Seme Alobrede has been eliminated from the Olympic Games and emerged fourth in the first lap of the semi-final qualifiers. Those were the main points, and now the news in full. The people of the littoral region have pledged their loyalty and support to President Paul Biya after watching a documentary showcasing his achievements as President of the Republic. The documentary titled Paul Biya, A Great Statesman with a Prodigious Destiny, was screened at the Douala Besigye ceremonial ground during a ceremony attended by over 3,000 people. The life of President Paul Biya has served as a source of inspiration for many Douala city dwellers, as you tell us. Pontanos Lawong.
Outstanding works of an extraordinary nation builder compiled in a 90-minute documentary. After projection at the Besigye ceremonial grounds in Douala, the population identified itself with the achievements. Charlie Ekanga, Douala City Dweller.
When I got my GCE advanced level, there was not University of Douala. There was only the one University of Yaoundé. The railway station of Besigye was constructed by Paul Biya.
The successes of this extraordinary visionary, many argue, are thanks to his distinguished qualities, notably humility, commitment and extreme kindness as reflected by the documentary. Musa Useini, businessman.
We learned many things about the story of Mr. Paul Biya, and we realized that he have made many efforts to be in the place that he today. It's not by joking, it's by the power of work. So it's perfectly organized, and we saw that this achievement have been possible because he has a vision.
Paul Biya has been portrayed as Cameroon's hero, recognized even by his political opponents, Jean-Jacques Ekindi.
When he said that, here I am in Douala, it was a turmoil period. People were just demonstrating quite everywhere. A rumor said that he cannot come to Douala because he is fearing the demonstrators, but finally he came.
Through the Minister of State, Laurent Esso, the littoral region has expressed gratitude to Paul Biya, pledging their loyalty and support as he continues to pilot Cameroon to socioeconomic prosperity. Pontianus Lawong, CRTV News, Douala.
The COM community in Yaoundé from Boyo Division of the Northwest Region has been exhorted to shun all attitudes that dishonor the COM line and to demonstrate unfiltered respect for state institutions. The message was delivered in Yaoundé today by their phone, His Royal Highness Clement Nzu II, who was on his maiden official visit out of the COM palace since he was enthroned in 2017. The event at which the Prime Minister was represented by his special advisor, Professor Cheka Cosmas, was also attended by other traditional rulers, members of parliament, and the entire COM community in Yaoundé. George Mwam has the details.
An array of cultural groups in ecstasy as the fawn of COM, His Royal Highness Clement II, makes his way into the esplanade of the Yaoundé City Town Hall. The custodian of COM customs and tradition on his first official visit out of COM land since his enthronement in 2017 brings to his children in the nation's capital a message of peace and a call for the respect of state institutions.
The message of the fund is anchored on three values of his reign, which are love, peace and togetherness. The fund is ready to reinforce the Qui Fund decision on what people must do towards all development associations that exist in COM and out of COM.
While saluting the COM population for giving a facelift to the COM palace, the fund implores them not to relent in their efforts.
The road to the palace is bad. It is difficult to get to the palace, even in the dry season. So he's appealing to COM sons and daughters to help do something about the road.
In joy and satisfaction at the fund's demonstration of selfless leadership to his people, the president of the Yaoundé chapter of the COM Cultural and Development Association, Tubo Callistus, showers him with praise for choosing Yaoundé as his first destination.
It is a rare occasion for the fund to move out of the palace. This is first a sign of selfless service. It's a sign of availability for his people. With thank him for what he has been doing for us. His wisdom for us is enough.
To the entire COM community in Yaoundé, some of whom were seeing their phone for the first time since he sat on the stool of the ancestors, his coming reignites sweet memories of home away from home.
George Muam reports in there. Onto this sad story, one of Cameroon's most loyal military officers who significantly contributed in Twat in the April 6, 1984 failed coup, thereby stabilizing state institutions, is dead. The retired Colonel Titus Ebogo, who was a native of Mengang in the Nyong and Fumu division of the Central Region, died this Sunday, August 4, at the Yaoundé Military Hospital following an illness. Karin Tosam of CLTV Center reports that his legacy in fostering peace and stability under the New Deal government of President Paul Biya is indelible. Her report.
Retired Colonel Titus Ebogo is renowned to be the first commander of the Presidential Guard from 1985 till 1999. He moved on to serve diligently in Cameroon's armed forces. His demise is mourned by many, among them his friend and nephew, Pierre Mejangele.
Un grand homme est tombé aujourd'hui.
A great man has fallen today in Menga and in the Nyon and Fomo. He was an honest man who loved everyone. We have lost an icon in this division. He was a rallying force in this village. We are deeply saddened.
Notre région, et voire même le Cameroun, nous pleurons.
Colonel Titus Ebogo, upon retirement, returned to his native village of Mengang in the Nyong and Fomo and engaged in agriculture, his way of contributing to the development of his locality. His remains have been conveyed to Mengang, where he will be laid to rest this Sunday, August 4, 2024, in strict family intimacy. Karin Tosam, CRTV News, Center.
And before we go to sport, at least 59 people have been killed in Bangladesh amidst worsening clashes between police and anti-government protesters. The unrest comes as student leaders have declared a campaign of civil disobedience to demand that Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina steps down. The student protest started with a demand to abolish quotas in civil service jobs last month, but has turned into a wider anti-government movement. And in sports, as you heard in our top stories, 100-meter sprinter Emmanuel Semelubrede has been eliminated from the Olympic Games. He emerged fourth in the first lap of the semi-finals qualifiers. And to more sports, Batterson Basketball Club of Douala and Fab Men of Yaoundé are the winners of the Cup of Cameroon in the women and men categories. Batterson Women beats city rivals University of Douala Basketball Club by 57 points to 43 in the final today at the Yaoundé Multipurpose Sports Complex, while FAB defeated AF 75-68. At the end of the men's final, Ben Collins, got the reactions of the coach of FAB, Kevin Nguese, and also one of the players of AF. Yeah, their reactions.
My name is Nexi James. I'm player of ALF basketball. At the end of this game, personally, I feel a little bit hurt because it was a close game. We lose by, I think, 5 points, and it's really hurting.
Taking at what point ALF, your team was leading and FAB came back. It seems that something was wrong with your team. At the moment you started leading, FAB will come back and take the lead.
I think we did some errors. We lose some balls, and defensively it wasn't really on point. So, yeah, that's why we took some other points behind. And
a difficult side for you people to crack, FAB.
It wasn't an easy game. But it was we could win, actually. I think we are a young team, and lack of experience and concentration also.
You say work continues?
Yeah, work continues. We'll be back next year.
Kevin Nguese, very tough game, tough team, tough opponent, tough coach. It was very, very great and very difficult because we played at the last minute. The game was too tight. But we stay on our games, we stay on our system, and we do not let them go, and we won the match.
Coach Kevin Nguese, your opponents, half of Yaoundé, threatened to come back towards the end of the match. What did you tell your boys?
I tell my boys to stay focused on what we are doing, because we had two possessions. Let us keep the two possessions. Not allow them to come back. Well, how will you do it? On defense. We try to activate our defense, our man-to-man defense.
And what has been the force of FAB?
Yes, the force of FAB is playing together, thinking together.
And that report from Ben Collins brings us to the end of this edition of the newscast. But before I leave, a reminder of the main points. The people of the Littoral region have pledged their loyalty and support to President Paul Biya after watching a documentary showcasing his achievements as President of the Republic. At least 59 people have died in Bangladesh amidst worsening clashes between the police and anti-government protesters. And 100-meter sprinter, Cameroonian-born Emmanuel Isemelu Brede, has been eliminated from the Olympic Games. He emerged fourth in the first lap of the semi-finals qualifiers. That was it for the news presented by Collegiani. Thank you for listening. Good evening.